I am so excited about the debut of this segment. We have Mike Saroy, the producer of this program. We're going to call it something. And Saroy put a poll out. And whatever wins, that's what we'll call this segment. But right now, it looks like my thought is going to lose. So we'll say it now for the first and only time. Let's go inside the aquarium.
Thank you.
Here he is, the star of this segment.
Thank you for having
me. Mike Saroy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Mike.
I came in the big boy room for this.
You did. It's
okay
sure
with
nice
you guys?
To see you.
Slowly swimming to the mic.
That's right. And then booping my nose on the microphone gently.
I'm tapping on the glass to get him to come
closer.
Is he
happy? I can't tell. He's not moving. So we have Jake Kemp in here as well. Hi, Jake.
Normandy.
Hey, Jake.
Normandy in the sea.
Gee, it's been a while since I've seen you, Jake.
How you feeling, Norm?
A little tired.
Yeah.
Well,
in
both
fact,
dragging.
It's less than 12 hours since I've seen you, Jake.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
So the reason we have Jake in here is because today is virtually the anniversary, I believe the 8th year anniversary of what I think was a pretty amazing prank that we played many years ago. And Norm, you're familiar with this one.
Oh, yes.
And this is a prank where we gave Jake Kemp, at the time unknowing, fake NBA draft profiles to read. Remember that, Jake?
Yeah, so I'd never recorded profiles before, so I thought that they just hand you them written out and you read them. And 8 years ago, I was barely familiar with probably the end of the first round. Heck, last night there were guys drafted in the second round that me, Norm, Monty had never heard of.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's not that inconceivable now. Back then, I was just like, I'll read whatever. I was just happy to be part of it.
And I gave you a pile of papers, most of them real draft prospects. And he's just, we mixed in a couple fake ones. He's recording them. And then afterward, we realized, oh my God, he read them all.
And they're going to let me be on the radio.
I'm going to be on the radio. And Norm was aware of this one. Norm was cracking up. You even worked in the names of some of these fake guys into draft coverage to try to get the word out. But anyway, let's just give an example. This is one of the ones that Jake did 8 years ago this week.
Larry Barber, a 6 foot, 180 pound guard out of Ottawa University. Barber is a talented ball handler and a deadly mid-range shooter. He led the Braves to a 2011 conference title with 22 points and 8 assists per game. Barber's path to the NBA is unlike any other before him. The former McDonald's All-American set the gym on fire during his standout high school career. Literally, Barber spent 2 years in juvenile prison and remains on probation for arson. His questionable off-court activity hasn't been enough to disinterest NBA teams who see him as one of the most versatile guards in the draft.
Oh, jeez.
Set the high school gym on fire.
He spent 2 years
literally.
In juvenile, but boy,
literally.
And
is still on probation. It's a work release type.
During his workouts, he has the ankle bracelet, ankle monitor on, but he has that vertical is popping.
Yeah, you know, he's versatile.
I am the one in the studio right now that can see the eyes of Julie Dobb as we start.
What are you talking about?
What?
Julie, what's Julie doing?
Her head did perk up once you said the name Larry Barber.
Why?
What's on your mind, Jules? Did you do something?
So I did my normal ones. Then I come in one day and Sean says, oh, Norm just has these extra draft profiles. You know how Norm has a few extra guys he always gets excited about. And I'm now putting two and two together.
Well, maybe... Let's find out what she's talking about. Is there someone else that she did?
Larry Barber Jr. is a 6'2", 215-pound guard out of Ottawa University. The former McDonald's High School All-American led the Braves to a 2019 conference championship, averaging 26 points and 9 assists per game. He's one of the most explosive players in this year's draft, literally. Barber spent 2 years in juvenile prison and remains on probation after demolishing his parents' Kansas house with a homemade ammonium nitrate grenade. Despite Barber's off-the-court questions, he does have NBA lineage as his father, Matchsticks Barber, spent 2 years in the NBA with the Miami Heat. I thought that was so bizarre, but...
Why would they ever get that specific about the type of bomb?
The type of grenade.
Wow.
Because I thought Norm, wrote it, and he was obsessed with this
my
story.
Gosh. And his dad spent the time with the Miami Heat.
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee.
Matchsticks? I thought it was amazing. I was like, this is so cool.
Matchsticks would have been the one you did the profile
on. Oh, my God.
The heat.
Yeah, with the Miami Heat.
His son made it to the league.
Narrowly awesome. Beat out the Phoenix Suns as his...
How about that professional voice work, though? Didn't it sound good when I read that fake story?
It did.
Oh, it's so funny to just have it the same 2019 literal, conference
most
title.
Most explosive player in the draft. Literally.
Oh, that's so great.
I thought it was really weird.
Julie, you're the best.
Not weird enough not to read it.
I'm just trying to get my work done and get out of here.
That's the thing.
That's what we're capitalizing.
Exactly
on
what they're taking advantage
is
of.
Is how you're beat God, down. Just... You're just like, all right, yeah, I'll just read this and then be done.
You're like an hour after. I've got like babysitters I'm paying. I'm like, I'll read whatever. Like,
so did you make any mistakes and have to start over and get through it? Or did you kind of just nail that one on the first one? Because it's funny to go, oh, man, I missed that one. When you start all over, you have to read it like four different times. Like,
I think I nailed it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, she's real familiar with grenade-making chemicals.
Ammonium nitrate. Demolished his parents' home.
Going to get drafted. He has a draft profile.
Despite the questionable background.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, now,
evil.
When we did this with Jake 8 years ago, Larry Barber was merely a footnote because the star of Jake's fake draft profiles was a very large Russian man. Trey, you remember what that sounded like?
Boris Zuzek, a 7'9", 202-pound center out of Russia. Zuzek, known as Sputnik 2 in his home country, is an 18-year-old physical specimen who makes up for his lack of girth with one of the most impressive wingspans on Earth. Once he suits up, Zuzek will become the tallest player in NBA history. His 8-foot-1-inch wingspan is nearly enough for him to be able to touch the ground with one hand while simultaneously touching the net with the other. Zuzek averaged 14 points, 17 rebounds, and a league-record 8 blocks per game last season in the Russian Gagarin League. Issues with his visa prevented Zuzek's participation in the NBA Combine, so he's considered the biggest high-upside question mark in the draft.
The Gagarin League. The
Gagarin Checks out
League.
To me.
Yep.
I feel so much better knowing that Jake did
That's
this, too.
Why I
Even
wanted
though it was a long
here.
Time so ago.
One hand on the ground, the other touching the net.
It's not that
inconceivable.
He's like, if people were holding him up, he could have done it.
Right.
So poor Jake recorded these 8 years ago. I remember Norm was dying laughing at Boris Zuzek. Actually, Folliwell fell on the ground laughing. I remember that when we played it for him.
Yeah, well, play hers before I tell you why mine is worse.
Hers? Does Julie have another draft profile?
Dmitry Zuzek is a 7'5", 201-pound center out of Russia. He's simply one of the most imposing prospects the NBA has seen in years. Not as tall as his famous father, Boris. Dmitry is every bit as dominant in the paint. Known as Sputnik 3, Zuzek led the Molotov League with 21 rebounds and 12 blocks a game last season. Zuzek recorded an incredible 51-inch vertical leap at the NBA Combine. He credits his freakish athletic ability to having grown up swimming in the Pripyat River adjacent to the location of the Chernobyl disaster. I Googled that pronunciation for the river. I was like, man, I don't want to get anything wrong on these profiles or they will make fun of me. So I have to make sure I pronounce all of these words correctly. When in reality, the whole thing was a damn prank.
That's right. But at least you professionally, you just nailed it there.
Can you imagine a 7'5" dude with a 51-inch
vertical? Yeah,
that is.
He could just take a seat on top of the backboard.
What I'm still trying to picture is Jake's physical specimen, 7'9". 202 pounds.
He's the skinniest guy in the world.
He's lean.
He's a soda straw.
Matt Birmingham. At least for you, Julie. When I did these, I was running the board for the draft. And so after I'd recorded them, I had them up on my array, my page to play them, and I kept talking to them in the studio. I'm like, man, when's someone going to take a chance on Boris? Yeah.
Take Zuzek, man.
I mean, we're getting late. Take a flyer.
How big is this guy?
It's incredible.
But he can touch still the ground in the net.
Okay, the son was in the Molotov League.
The
stats were in the Molotov League. He's known as Sputnik 3. And, you know, just play that one more time. Play Dmitry one more.
Anyone could have any nickname.
I know.
Dmitry Zuzek is a 7'5", 201-pound center out of Russia. He's simply one of the most imposing prospects the NBA has seen in years. Not as tall as his famous father, Boris. Dmitry is every bit as dominant in the paint. Known as Sputnik 3, Zuzek led the Molotov League with 21 rebounds and 12 blocks a game last season. Zuzek recorded an incredible 51-inch vertical leap at the NBA Combine. He credits his freakish athletic ability to having grown up swimming in the Pripyat River adjacent to the location of the Chernobyl disaster.
Like, that is a fun fact.
Adjacent to the location of the Chernobyl disaster. Why he can jump over the backboard.
That's why he's got four testicles, too.
That river probably won't be certified for human swimming for at least another 300
of
years.
Of course, exactly.
And for 7'5", 201 pounds to be the most imposing player in the draft.
Just push him over.
You just look at him and he falls down. He's so skinny.
I can't believe he didn't get picked.
Yeah.
I was on Google Maps trying to zoom into some body of water near where Chernobyl happened. Absolutely amazing. So, Julie, did it never... The thing that we worry about when we do this, and I'll say me, I'm sorry, this was all me, so you can blame me if you want to be mad at anyone.
All right.
You Googling these guys. So at no point did you think of Googling these?
No, because the other guys I Googled and I wrote my own bios for, these guys, I told you, when I walked in one day and I basically like had them all written, Sean's like, oh, there's, I mean, you have to credit Sean because he sold this to me.
I coached him up pretty good on how to.
And he said, you don't even have to worry about looking these guys up. Just read what's written. Like, Norm wrote this. You know, Norm gets, he gets real excited. He just has a few extra players.
The draft.
And I was like, well, are they even going to be like picked? Like, are these guys that are, they do they need these profiles? He's like, yeah, you know, just do it because you never know.
Did you find them odd?
Well, yeah, I found them odd, but...
There was a grenade.
I mean, dude.
One's a grenade.
Listen to our meathead stories. There's some crazy people
out
there.
That's true. One's an ammonium nitrate bomb, and the other one's in the Molotov League.
I think that's my favorite. Boy, what a league that is, man.
Well, 8 years after Jake did it, Julie, welcome to...
I have company.
Well, yeah, you guys can commiserate.
We're both... idiots.
But yeah, your fake NBA draft profile.
At least you've recovered, Jake.
Jules, in 6 years,
Jake will be in
studio again.
Yep.
With whatever poor schmo.
Some kid who's in ninth grade right now, and he's going to be reading about Sputnik 4.
7'5", 114 pounds. Boy, he's great.
It just shows
you. That's so like, awesome. Thank you, Mike.
That's the aquarium.
Whatever.
Thank you, Jules.
The no-wake
zone. Do my work and get out of here.
You're the best.
Whatever it is, I'll read it.
Good job, Jules.